KSL, KSL at Night.
Welcome back, everybody, to KSL at Night. I am your host, Adam Gardner. Here with me is Greg Skordis. You know what was really fun, Greg, about being at convention was I could get the real-time updates from KSL as they would come through my phone and come through the text service, which is pretty cool to follow along. So please, if you want to get the up-to-date, most breaking news happening in Utah and around the country, text the word breaking to 57500. That's breaking to 57500. You know, we've had a lot of fun talking about convention and what's been happening in our local elections. And we're really actually excited. One of the most exciting races that we had at convention last Saturday was the second congressional district with Colby Jenkins and Celeste Malloy. So if you're following along, it was, in my opinion, it was a race that had not gotten a ton of state attention.
This is Chris Stewart's old seat.
This is Chris Stewart's old seat. And Celeste Malloy was sworn in, I think, like in November to take the seat. So she,
after a special election.
They had a special election. She ran. And then right after the election, she was sworn in. And then Colby Jenkins filed paperwork to run against her the week after. And then since then, we were off to the races, so to speak. And we're really fortunate to have Colby Jenkins in studio with us. Colby, how you doing?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I think the kind of the big story, the elephant in the room, is that kind of the last minute, the last few days, Senator Mike Lee, Utah's senior senator, came in and endorsed you over his colleague. And that was a shock to many people. Was it a shock to you?
You know, his team and him, they've been tracking the progress of our campaign and seeing the work that, and the contrast that we've been offering. And you know, it wasn't a shock so much that they were seeing the difference and liking how I would likewise stand up and fight for the Constitution. But definitely tremendous for him to, it takes a lot of courage to stand up and endorse against an incumbent in your own state, in your own party, your own delegation. That speaks to the contrast that he sees and the urgency with which we are trying to win this battle right now.
Colby, I'll be honest. I hadn't heard your name much before you filed. I don't know you particularly well, and I don't know how many of our listeners do. So tell us who Colby Jenkins is. What have you been doing the last couple of years that made you think, hey, you know what, I think I could do more for my country?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. And just to begin, before I share a little bit of background, what my constituents, what my neighbors are going to get from me is what they've gotten for three decades, and that's dedicated service to our nation. My history begins back in Roosevelt, Utah, in the Uinta Basin, where I was born and raised. My family goes back generations in small town Utah. 31 years ago this month, I left Roosevelt to go to the United States Military Academy at West Point, where I later graduated as a lieutenant in the infantry as an airborne ranger. And after 9/11 hit, I knew I needed to do more. I knew our nation would require more. So I tried out for and became a Green Beret. And that led me to combat in Afghanistan, where I led a Special Forces A-team first in Afghanistan, and then later in other places around the world, including South America, doing counter-drug and hostage rescue. From there, my command sent me to Washington, D.C. to work in the congressional battlefield. I became a Green Beret liaison to Congress. I worked in the Senate, worked in the House for a while, and then back into the Pentagon, culminating as the legislative director for the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So this will not be my first rodeo in Washington, D.C. My service in the military has continued now in the Guard and Reserve. I'm still serving. I'm a colonel in the Army Reserve, so I wear the patch still on my shoulder. And I've had an opportunity to gain corporate world experience, too, in that capacity, and worked with some of our most innovative thinkers solving complex problems. And that corporate world experience combined with combat-tested leadership, where I've truly been under fire for our nation in defense of our Constitution, is what has prepared me for this tremendous opportunity to serve and work for the constituents in the second district. I'm married. We have two daughters. Our oldest daughter both girls are in college, one at BYU and the other, our youngest, is at West Point herself in her second year. And in 2 years, she'll be a young lieutenant stepping into the Army. So that's me in a nutshell.
Well, I appreciate that introduction. I don't think I will ask you which combat was harder, DC or Afghanistan, but I do want to know, you mentioned you were a Green Beret. This is kind of a tangent, but over the loudspeaker at convention, they had mentioned that you had lost your Green Beret. It was missing from your booth. You had brought it to the booth and it was no longer there. The people want to know, did you find it? Did it turn up?
So Cisco, thanks for asking. Cause over our town halls and other events, we've brought out some of my military mementos just so people could, you know, it lends to storytelling so people could truly get a sense and feel in their hands what experiences and things have formed me. And my beret is certainly central to that. And so we had that and a few other items on our table. And frankly, our booth was overwhelmed with supporters at the convention, and with Senator Lee in our booth and standing on stage side by side with me, we had a ton of people, and we had all of our t-shirts. We had camouflage t-shirts to mobilize the Colby Jenkins for Congress A team. So those were, it kind of became a jumble, and someone got one of our t-shirts, and in the process of picking up the t-shirt, my beret got snatched up with it. And the gentleman put the shirt in his bag. And later that night when he got home, he had heard the announcement and was pulling the shirt out of his bag, and there was my beret. And so
that's happened to me 100 times.
So to his credit, he contacted the party leadership, who got back in touch with my team. And so the beret is back in my hands, and it is off the campaign trail. It's been retired from the trail. So thanks for asking.
Colby, it's not often in Utah that an incumbent Republican will face a challenger. And while we don't have the traditional incumbent because it was a special election, and I don't know that we need to talk about personalities at all, but what convinced you to jump into this? And you talked about your family and your young children. I assume that they're behind this also. I mean, I've run for office before, and you got to get the whole family on board. But what was it that made you think, you know what, Colby, it's time to jump into politics?
Yeah, and certainly my family, I'm surrounded and blessed with three strong, wonderful women, my wife, Heather, and our two daughters, and they are 100% behind me. In fact, my wife is tremendous in keeping me steady and up when I'm down, and keeping me humble and ready to go. But what convinced me, you know, I didn't run in the special last year. I just started a new job about the time that Chris Stewart resigned, and had about 4 months of onboarding in the national position. I was a precinct chairman. I was a state delegate. So I thought, you know, I'll fulfill my duties as a state delegate, be involved. And I was involved. I was at this, went to the debates, went to the special convention, tried to get to know the candidates. I did, saw that it produced Celeste. I wasn't happy with just the whole rollout of the state special convention process and what it produced. And then as I got to know Celeste a little bit more, and then certainly seeing her positions, the questionable status that she even had to be in the election, her lack of a voting record, her questionable residency, not even being a registered Republican at the time. You know, there was a lot of buyer's remorse, if you will, coming out of that state convention. And so in talking with several folks, I and one particular mentor in general, he said, you know, nobody else is coming to do this. Like, nobody else is riding over the horizon to save the day. So what are you going to do about it? Well, you're a combat veteran. You've led troops in combat. You've bled for our nation. So what are you going to do about it, Colby? And, you know, and I said, I guess I'm running for Congress. You know, can't just sit on the sidelines and complain. And so that's what led to me filing as an exploratory candidate. I spent the last quarter of last year just in a exploratory testing the waters phase. And the response was tremendous. So that allowed me to get some early gas in the tank so that when I officially filed right after the new year, we were ready to go. And that's what's gotten us to this point now.
Well, Colby, it's been great to get to know you. And I'm glad that you, you know, sitting on the sidelines and complaining is what talk show hosts do. And so we appreciate that you're not taking up space from us. Again, Colby, thanks so much for joining us. Stay tuned. Next on KSL at Night, we're going to be talking about some of the county commissioners that are endorsing Governor Spencer Cox. Stay with us.